In 1131, Baldwin, king of Jerusalem, died. He was succeeded by his son-in-law, Fulk, who was married to Baldwin's eldest daughter, Melisende. Also, shortly afterwards, the Count of Edessa, Joscelin I, died, and the Count of Edessa and the King of Jerusalem had traditionally cooperated. In some ways, the County of Edessa had turned out to be the training exercise for two of the great kings of Jerusalem, Baldwin I and Baldwin II. The deaths of those two men was important because it marked the passing of that old generation of crusaders who had some sort of sense of the initial conquest. And it brought in a new generation of rulers who didn't remember the initial conquest and had different ideas about how their state should be run. Baldwin had tried to make very sound provisions for the succession, and at his death in 1131, the significant point is that the Principality of Antioch and the Kingdom of Jerusalem were both linked to each other by marriages, by marriage arrangements, and what increasingly happened over the course of the 12th century is that all of the rulers of Outremer and the high nobility became cousins and second cousins to each other. That is, those who had stayed and prospered and became the ruling elite intermarried and formed a new ruling caste. In addition, they were linked to the major royal houses in France and in England. Fulk, the son-in-law. He was the son of the Duke of Anjou. He was the Duke of Anjou, which is one of the leading principalities in northern France. Count of Anjou. He was never duke. He never quite made it to peer. One of the leading principalities in northern France. His son, Geoffrey, was married to Matilda, the so-called empress, the only surviving legitimate child of Henry I, King of England. And the union of Matilda and of Geoffrey produced the future king, Henry II Plantagenet, the great king across the waters, as he was called in Outremer, one of the greatest monarchs in medieval Europe of the 12th century, the second husband of Eleanor of Aquitaine. So that the kings of Jerusalem were closely linked to the royal family in England. The son of Fulk and Melisende was Baldwin III, and he was, in effect, a cousin of Henry II. In addition, one of the daughters of Baldwin II was married to Bohemond II, the Prince of Antioch, who died unexpectedly in 1130. That daughter was named Alice, and her daughter, Constance, was married off to a fellow called Raymond of Poitiers. And I mentioned that he was the ruling prince in Antioch who gave John II and Manuel so much difficulty. Well, Raymond was the younger son of the Count of the Duke of Aquitaine. He was the brother of William X, who was the father of Eleanor of Aquitaine. And therefore, the house in Antioch was closely related to the princes and rulers of the Aquitaine, one of the most illustrious of the peerages of France. And Eleanor, therefore, was the niece of the Prince of Antioch when she came out on crusade in the in 1146-1148. It's important to stress these connections. These personal connections counted. Hospitality, kinship, marriage resulted in constant exchanges of pleasantries, embassies, and furthermore, Baldwin II and successive kings of Jerusalem followed a precedent of consulting the King of France, starting with Louis VI, running through the whole of the Crusader period, about provisions in the succession. Whenever there was a question that the son was not there to take over, that a marriage had to be arranged, these marriages were usually with leading French nobles who were somehow ultimately vassals of the King of France, and that required speaking to that vassal's overlord. And so the Capetian kings of France came to have some kind of moral authority over the various rulers of Outremer, and the Byzantines were not unaware of this. They were quite well informed of that relationship. The fact that they had a common language, that they had these marriage ties, that they participated in the same types of tournaments, events, troubadour poetry, all of this linked the Crusader states closely with their French counterparts.